tip. Looks like it's Mary Lemus.
Oh yeah, it looks
so. Oh yeah, I didn't even see that.
Yikes.
French Maori.
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 Maori Lemus.
I'm down to 45 minutes of that.
Oh god. Number of one more first.
So when's our sixth member getting here?
KCSU Fort Collins, welcome to the local lunch hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music experience. Today, local band Soon to Be Titans has joined me in the studio and will now play their acoustic version of the song Close to Broken. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the local lunch hour. We just heard Close to Broken by Soon to Be Titans, and this episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. Thank you for being here, guys. That was super awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And the song we just heard is, I'm just going to kind of go right into the meaning of it. It's kind of like about going through a hard, rough time, and I was just wondering, is it from the perspective of, like, the band as a whole, or is it more of like somebody's personal experience in the band?
It's more or less my personal experience. Okay. Writing songs at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
A little bummed.
Do you write like all of the songs or just this one?
I basically just bring lyrics and a melody to these guys and they turn it into just really awesome stuff.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. And yeah, so you primarily write them, and then everyone like kind of contributes to the whole sound of the song. Nice.
Everyone adds their own flavor.
Yeah, and all of the songs you're playing today are like unreleased songs from your coming up EP, right?
Yeah. So these are going to be 4 of the 6 songs that we just spent the last 3 years recording.
It's a long time.
It was a long time, but we finally have everything done, and we're aiming to release the whole album. I think April or May. Here, coming up.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. And it's called Voyager, right?
Yep, the album is called Voyager.
The album is going to be called Voyager. That's awesome. And these are acoustic versions for anyone who's just tuning in. And the recorded version is not acoustic, obviously. But yeah, so it took you 3 years to record it, which is like super long. I was just wondering, do you guys have any like interesting stories throughout that time of like recording it or anything like that?
I mean, a lot of technical difficulties. That is... definitely, for sure.
We recorded on 3 different computers, 3 different programs, 3 different locations. It's been
three
it's
different
been
locations. Why?
Neighbors.
Oh, true.
Yeah, the neighbors called on us a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That must be annoying. Wow.
But yeah, it's been tough. But we're finally at a point we can finally release it. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And you guys mastered this at the Blasting Room too, right?
We did. We worked with Chris Weeble.
Chris Weeble at the Blasting Room mixed it. And it was mixed and mastered at the Blasting Room.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic job, by the way.
They're awesome.
It's incredible.
Was there any like specific song that was like really super fun and like easier than the rest maybe to record, or were they all kind of like the same process?
Not easier. The Brave turned out way better than we expected because
we spent the longest on it.
We spent so long on that one. That one went down to Grand Junction to record just the drums.
Mm-hmm. So that one was developed a lot more, before we even really touched it at our, where we were recording. Obviously it was a long time to record these, which was kind of a double-edged sword. You know, we really did get to put time into making sure that things were meticulous and that, a lot of the takes were very, very good, but at the same time it really gave us a little too much time, and it's able to procrastinate and the technical difficulties. But we're here.
Nice, nice. Barely. So would I be right in guessing like the writing process and like all of that and coming up with the songs is a little easier than recording?
It's a little more fun. We thought we kind of found out something about ourselves that's not what we really enjoy is sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Just trying the same thing over and over and over again.
Listening to the same song.
Listening to the same song 1,000 times.
Driving it into the ground. Into your head.
Yeah. But I think it's all going to be worth it once we finally release this. Yeah. So we're all pretty excited
awesome.
For it.
And again, that's probably like April or May you're looking at.
I think right now it's probably safe to say first or second weekend of May.
Okay.
We should have it out early May.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I think that we should get back to the music.
Sure.
And the next song we have coming up is a new song, acoustic version, called Voyager by local band Soon to Be Titans. Coming up now.
Become of me, the cynic bears the burden of his disease. breaking down on every coast. I've learned throughout that hope won't float. I'll die alone, but never on my knees. I'll die alone, but never on my knees. I'll die alone, but never on. I'm sinking down to the abyss, the perfect ending of a sinning man. I've given up on fighting tides, I'm holding on just for the ride. I fought the undertow as best I can. I've said a prayer, I've sang my song, tried to cure this world of wrong, but the sinner is the bigger part of me. So I'll float alone until the day you decide to take me away. I'll die alone, but never on my
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard Voyager by Soon to Be Titans. That was very energetic. Thank you guys for playing that. And I'm curious about the lyric, I'll die alone but never on my knees. Can you explain that a little more? That's very interesting.
It's more of a, just kind of like a reminder, like don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, like even if you're going through a hard time.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, you can't give up until, you know, until
you got through it.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're dead.
Or you're dead. True. Very true. Okay. And I was just wondering, does this upcoming album, Voyager, does it have like an overarching message, or does each song kind of represent itself in a different light?
Each song has its own theme and kind of message. Overarching, I don't know if we can pinpoint that really.
Okay.
At least not yet.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's been 3 years.
Yeah, we haven't thought about that in the past three years, I guess.
No, that's fine. And it's also like kind of to the listener too, I guess. Like, yeah. They might have a different
up for interpretation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Interpretation.
True. Okay. And now I want to talk about your artwork, because I saw on your Facebook page you posted like a picture of Voyager. Like, is that like it was like a spaceship kind of thing, or
yeah,
a kid looking
so,
into a field?
Yeah, that was kind of the. In my mind, at least, it was like the view of Saturn from the moon mm-hmm. Titan.
Oh, okay. I don't know that moon.
It's like the biggest. It's like the biggest
it's pretty
moon.
Popular
oh, really?
It's a pretty popular spot if you're, yeah. If you're into terraforming. So but yeah, that was a. That's what we're basically named after,
okay.
As opposed to like
oh, really?
Mythology.
Yeah. So it's
yeah, it kind of so started out both ways, and then kind of has morphed more
it
into
definitely morphed
exploration.
More.
And
yeah. I liked the idea of naming it after the Voyager spacecraft, you know,
mm-hmm.
that went into to
oh, okay.
analyze Saturn and
yeah.
stuff. So I thought it was, and also just kind of this is our venture out into the world. You know, it's like our
yeah,
our
mm-hmm. totally
presenting. Yeah. Selves, and so I think it's kind of it's exploratory for us, and so I just felt like that was a good name
yeah.
for everyone else.
Yeah.
That's cool. And like you guys, well, now I have another question because you guys just told me you're named after a moon. how did you even like decide to name your band that? Like, how did you, are you guys just into astrology or?
This is a long list.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
We
went through a lot of candidates.
Really?
300 names were probably texted between the three of us to, or at least three of us
yeah.
to pick out a name. And then G called me one day. I still have the voicemail. I like Soon to Be Titans. Let's go with that. Click.
It really didn't have, we didn't have like a theme that we were going for.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of like the ring of it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. So you just chose it.
Yeah.
Dang, 300 names. You guys are very detailed. 3 years to make your EP or album.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wow. And
three-ish.
Three-ish.
Yeah. Maybe not quite there yet.
Let's put right with
there.
Okay. And you guys mentioned you're into mythology, and we will get back to that after we listen to a few more songs, because
nice.
One of the songs you're going to perform now is very mythological, if I do say so myself. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, the one I'm referencing is Seven Sirens.
Oh, okay.
That one,
yeah.
I don't know. I have
yeah.
some poetic questions for you after the break. But
sure.
Basically, right now, we're going to listen to your song, The Brave, and then Seven Sirens.
Sweet.
We're going to do a twofer right now. Two songs.
Loop there for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, we got this. Okay, coming up now is Soon to Be Titans' acoustic version of their song, The Brave.
To be, wake up, cause the ritual all hypocrites enforce. The idiots are paid to say we're still on course. Sex sells, anxiety pills made to chase away the stray thoughts of remorse and doubt. So doubt me, cause it seems I disagree with your surreptitious leaders forcing your beliefs. Something's in the water, and I don't think it's freedom. Get the people calm as lambs to the slaughter, you can lead them. Tell me, Uncle Sam, how do you get them far from panic? Treat knowledge like a virus, it's a sweeping epidemic. Information central, you buy in every time. It's the same old news with a well-constructed lie. They won't ever tell you really what's the matter, cause all they care about is their wallets getting fatter. So wake up, we're running out of time for a shake-up, shake-up. This nation isn't mine or his or hers or theirs, it's ours to defend and fight. I'm done with these hushed tones by candlelight. To say where we went wrong, it's come to this, it's come to this. Thank you.
it comes around again, screaming, this is the end of every broken promise, every filthy lie they sold us. I see a new day rising, I see a world worth fighting for, the weak, the poor, the huddled masses at our door, it's time to fight. We all know to a nation waking up, our time is out of luck. This just in a revolution. Lock your doors and call the police. Are donning riot gear to fight unarmed civilians in the street. This is the end, they say. Of giving up, fighting for a life worth living. I see a new day rising, I see a world worth dying for, the weak, for the huddled masses at our door, it's time to fight. We all know that something isn't right here. Was a greed, a just ambition, now it's time to stop and listen to a nation waking up.
Okay, coming up now is their song, soon to be Titans song, Seven Sirens.
I'm heading for the hills. I don't care if they're on fire. I can't say that they're liars. When every day's the same, broken dreams and lost desire, I'll dive into the flames, let the smoke carry me higher. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. We just heard The Brave and Seven Sirens by local band Soon to Be Titans. Again, this episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which specializes in mixing, mastering, and recording services. Thank you for playing that. That was awesome.
Thank you.
You guys might be a little tired after two in one, but that was awesome. Okay, so The Brave was the first one you played. That was a little political.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't mean that. No, it is. It's yeah. Pretty political.
Yeah. Again, did you write that yourself, Nick? Or yeah.
Yep.
Okay. How exciting! And the rest of the band, like, is that just kind of like your perspective, or do you guys all collectively kind of agree with that message?
I find myself singing the lyrics at the same time as he does. Yeah. So I feel like, I'm kind of behind him by now. At this point,
they agree with me, or else.
So. Or else they're out. New band member. Okay. Yeah. Nice. And then the second song you guys played was Seven Sirens, and that one got a little mythological, if I do say so, because you guys referenced the Greek, like, sirens of Greek mythology, right? Mm. If I'm correct, do you want to, like, explain that for listeners who aren't sure what that is?
Sirens? So they're. I don't know if they're Greek. Aren't they, like, pirates?
I don't know if they're Greek.
Are they Greek?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought it was pirates.
Well, they're Greek pirates.
But they're just, like, mermaid-like creatures that sing people to their death. They lure them out to the ocean.
Because they're so pretty.
Because they're so pretty.
They sing songs and they lure ships into rocky areas, so they crash.
They're like from the Bird Box. Like, they're
the creatures from the Bird Box.
Yeah. And then they just, like, lure people in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then those people are lonely.
Exactly.
Okay. And was that, like, a pretty big inspiration for this song? Or are you guys, like, interested in mythology in general? Or
I wouldn't say entirely. I usually just, like, I'll be driving my car and think of, like, I thought of three words that time, like seven singing sirens, and I was like, I'll write a song about that.
So it just sounded good. And
it just popped in my head. It was aesthetically pleasing. So
nice. Okay.
That's how that song started, guys. Sorry. Just driving to work.
Is that how, like, is that how the writing process goes? Usually just kind of random.
Sometimes it's like that. I'll think of a lyric or a phrase and I'll write it down and type it in my phone and eventually go back to it and try and piece some of the things together and make a whole song that's cohesive out of it, out of, you know, random mixed and match pieces.
And then you just, like, send it to the rest of the band, and then you guys just play around with instruments.
We'll usually sit down and I show them a song. They tell me it's terrible. I go cry and write another one.
Really?
And then I bring that one back and they like the second one. Yeah, that's how, every single time.
The second one.
Every single
better.
Time. We scrapped so many songs.
We'd have a lot more songs if we just...
I think they like some of the songs, too. It's like a power move for them.
Really? Would you guys agree with that?
Nick writes songs and he'll bring us a structure, chord progression, and vocal melody and lyrics, and then we fix it.
Nice.
No, I mean, in the most serious sense, though, generally, Nick does kind of get the ground laid, kind of the foundation for the songs, and then we'll kind of embellish them.
Yeah, because the lyrics really help define what the song is going to sound like.
I think if I remember correctly, didn't you write lyrics to The Brave after we had written music?
That was the
only exception. And surprisingly, it didn't turn out, like, bad. You know, we had kind of done a completely different approach to our songwriting. And
I think there's only one other one we did that with.
Unnatural.
Yeah.
Unnatural. Okay. And that one didn't sound, yeah.
That was not good.
Yeah. We don't talk about that one.
We don't talk about that song.
Is that from an older album?
No, well, it actually didn't make it onto any album.
Yeah, it didn't make it to it.
Didn't make the cut.
This is what we play if we, you know, need more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, at a show. Nice. Okay, well, speaking of shows, we are almost done with this live in studio performance. So, do you guys have any upcoming shows or, like, side projects or anything you want to, like, let the Fort Collins community know about before we're done?
As of right now, nothing is confirmed. Stuff to keep on your radar. Like I said, I can say pretty confidently to expect the EP to be released within the first 2 weeks of May. I would keep your eyes out for, we've got a cool music video coming up for Voyager. I'd expect that sometime in March. And then we're probably going to be releasing another single in April. So here in the next couple months, we'll have singles released, and then the whole thing should be released, you know, early May. As of right now, shows are not confirmed, but waiting on a release show, which we're going to be, you know, doing with the, you know, in May when we do release it. Fingers crossed for Foco MX.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did apply for that.
Nice. So yeah, keep an eye peeled for shows in the summer when the album, when the EP Voyager comes out, mm-hmm. is what you'd say. Yep. Awesome.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Okay, well, awesome. Thanks for tuning into the Local Lunch Hour. These live in studio sessions are every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. And next week, local band Silver and Smoke will be joining me in the studio only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.